How are you feeling today?
Good. Better than the last 4 weeks.
Do you know Darren's situation for this week? Do you think he's going to be able to play?
Yeah, I really don't know. We'll find out Wednesday to see how that toe is. Feeling a little bit better than it did last week, so that's a good sign.
Turf toe like Tatum had?
I don't know what it is. It's just a sore toe.
What kind of spark did Quincy Morgan get you? What did he do? Is it what you've been looking for in that position? Is it something that...
Well, Quincy made a couple big plays. You know, the last two kickoff returns gave us some great field position, especially the one, and made a couple people miss and had two good runs. It was nice to see some good field position out of the special teams.
You're going to give him another chance.
Pardon me?
You're going to give him another chance?
No, I'm going to bench him after that last one.
If I don't ask, I take a lot of heat.
No. Yeah, we'll give him another chance.
Well, when a guy breaks a longer term like that, what is it? Is it just him being more aggressive? Is it blocking up front? What happens?
Well, you got to block up front, obviously. But sometimes there will be one guy free, sometimes two guys free. And a guy will make somebody miss. Guy has a good run, has the athletic ability to make a play when nothing's there. Sometimes he'll break two or three tackles.
Dominique said last week that some of the swagger was gone because of the four-game losing streak. I know it's only one win, but do you feel like maybe some of it is back and this team now feels a lot better about itself?
Well, you don't have a swagger after you lose. Obviously, you lose four games in a row. To get a swagger back, you have to win, and we won. Now, to keep that swagger, you got to keep on winning. And, you know, our players know that, you know, this is a week-by-week proposition. There's a lot of work to be done. We're playing an excellent football team, but in our backyard, and if we want to accomplish what we set out to do at the beginning of the season, we're going to have to win. Yeah, I thought, one thing about the quarterback position, you're always working to play the perfect game. And it never quite works out that way. And a quarterback will learn every time he takes a snap, every time he goes back and goes through a read, if it's drop back or play action, and it's a learning process. But I think he's got to feel good about himself, the way he played. You know, he'll go back, be tough on himself and critical, and keep on working to get better and better. And now, if he keeps on doing that, he's going to be very special.
What things do you see that he might need to work on?
Oh, that's just, you know, experience. There's so many things you need to work on. I mean, every time you get a snap in a live game, it's a learning process. You know, you're going to go through different reads, and sometimes you'll make the right read, other times you'll make the wrong read, and you get enough reps, you get better and better. First throw? I think it was all coaching. It was all coaching.
Good job.
Yeah, that was a heck of a play. You don't see that too many times.
I know you felt that he was going to be good when you drafted him. Only 3 games into his career, you've been around for a long time. You've coached a lot of great quarterbacks. Even at this point, is there a wow factor when you see what he has done through only 3 games, specifically this last game?
You don't get a wow factor because, as we've talked about from day one, you know, you evaluate this guy in practice. You evaluate him in the OTA days. Once you get to camp, you know, preseason games, regular season. So if you see a guy do it consistently, you know it's just a matter of time before he does it in the game. Now, is it unusual for a guy to do it in practice at his age? Yeah, it is. But it doesn't surprise you in a game. But sometimes you don't know how long it's going to take. We play some good teams, and there's different game plans, and it's just not the quarterback. It's a supporting cast. You got to play well as an offense. It's just not one guy playing well. You know, offensive line's got to play well, and obviously receivers, running backs. So it's a process. It's not only the quarterback. He can really have everything intact, and you have one breakdown here or there, he can look very mediocre very quickly. So that's why I say it's a process sometimes. It's just not the quarterback. It's whole team in general. Now, saying that, a quarterback can still make some plays when there's nothing there. And, you know, he's got the ability to do that.
You said yesterday was a do-or-die game for you. I mean, is that kind of I know there's mathematical possibilities of getting in the playoffs if you lose one of these last two, but do you look at it as you have to in the last 2 minutes?
No, I don't think there's any question about it. You know, you want to play your best football. And, you know, as we talked about it before, and the only time you really go through the process of exactly where you're at is the last game. You know, we went into this game knowing that we had to win. We got to win the next game. Obviously, the game after that, taking them one at a time. But more importantly, we had to play better. You know, we had to play better as a team, because even if you get there, if you're not playing well, it's just you're going to get eliminated very quickly. The thing I was pleased with on defense was our pass rush. I mean, that was the best pass rushing game we've had since for a long time. We did with our front four, and even though we had 3 sacks easily, we could have had 6 sacks or 7 sacks and could have had a couple fumble recoveries and things along those lines. But you get that type of pressure, everybody else is going to look good.
Mike, every team goes through adversity every year, but how impressed are you with the way the Bengals have been able to keep it together with everything that has happened off the field with them? Things like 8 arrests, and yet they are still very much in the playoff.
You know, to be honest with you, I got enough problems, you know, just working on us. I really don't know of all the things that's happened to them. You know, I'll read something very quickly and just kind of, you know, go in a different direction. But you would know a whole lot more about that than I would.
What do you think it says about your team that they were, that, you know, their backs were against the wall, like you said, and how they responded yesterday?
Well, I was pleased with the way they responded, but I think everybody knows that you know, that was a situation where we had to play well against a football team that had been playing very good over the last 4 weeks. A very talented football team. They'll win a lot of games in the future with the talent level that they do have. But I was pleased with the way we, you know, played. Obviously, made some plays. We had a chance, you know, in the first half to really blow them out. You know, we had 3rd and 2, 3rd and 1 inside the 10-yard line. We had to settle for field goals and came back in the second half and was able to get in the end zone. So we missed some opportunities, but we kept our focus and still did what we had to do. Really a credit to the players. Yeah, you know, what I usually do is, you know, we have a game plan going in, and, you know, our game plan doesn't always stay consistent, but he kind of gets a feel of how the backs are feeling during the game, and, you know, that wasn't, you know, after the fumble. You know, Bobby felt at that time that, you know, Mike was running a little bit better than Tatum was, so he felt like he was a hot back and gave him some more opportunities, and after looking at the film, you know, he was right. Mike was playing exceptionally well, and Tatum wasn't having one of his better days.
Mike, we knew Cutler had a bazooka for an arm, but I think a few of us were a little surprised at the nice touch he put on the touchdown pass to Rod Smith. Is there anything that you've seen in these 3 games that surprises you about what Jay can do?
I think what surprises you is you're never sure what a guy can do when the pressure's on. You can watch him in practice. You can watch him in preseason. But when the games are live, how does he handle himself? And he's very cool, calm, collected on the sideline. You know, he's a guy that has good footwork in the pocket. What I mean by that is when he takes his 5- and 7-step drop, he can still focus downfield and keep his feet underneath him. You know, that's a sign of a quarterback that can throw at any time. You know, a lot of times once you start moving your feet, you're off balance, and all of a sudden, you know, you start making mistakes very quickly. So you're never sure, you know, how a quarterback's going to handle that situation until you see him in the heat of battle, and he's handled that very well.
Is there anything you've seen so far that you'd be reluctant to put into a playbook for a particular week, something that he might not be able to do just yet?
Well, the thing that I like about him, to be honest with you, he looks at you like, hey, let me throw the football, would you? You know, we don't have to run all the time. You know, give me a chance to be the difference in the game. And, you know, that's what you like, you know. That's what you like about a quarterback that wants the ability to win the game. And you can see that he has it early, and that's a little bit unusual.
So he's game for anything, and you're not reluctant to throw anything at him?
Well, I mean, you still got to manage the game as a coach. You got to take a look at what you think your strengths and weaknesses are, and you start taking a quarterback and you start dropping back and throwing all the time against some of these pass rushers, you won't be winning a lot of football games. So you've got to take your experience and do what's best for your offense and your quarterback. And but you want that mindset where a guy always believes he can make a play, and that's what you're looking for.
How much is his calm demeanor helping him in learning and performing?
Well, you better have that as a quarterback, or you're not going to last very long. You got to be focused, and while other people are losing, sometimes their wits about them, you got to keep yours, and you know the great ones can do that. You know, he's got some sore ribs, but not quite as bad as we thought today. You know, you never know about those ribs, but much Greek thought they were better than he anticipated, so that's a good sign. He had a first degree separation of his shoulder, and you know, took a shot, I believe, in that second quarter. It's a little bit sore, but according to Greek, if we were playing a game today, he could play. So that's a good sign.
You had a chance to look at Cincinnati at all and what they've done the past few weeks to kind of get on a hunt?
Haven't had a chance. You know, we've been kind of going through the offense, defense, and special teams and looking at that. And when we break up from here, we start getting ready for Cincinnati.
When you get a pass rush, you're happy with how big a part of that is Gerard.
Gerard? Oh, a big part of it. Not only that, getting Ebenezer back inside really helped. Obviously, all eight guys that were out there had a factor in it. But you got to get push inside. You got to get some speed outside. And, you know, we kept Matt a little bit off balance most of the day. And, you know, he's been throwing the ball exceptionally well when he doesn't have that type of pressure. And to keep him a little off balance is really a credit to the guys up front. You know, putting some pressure on him, putting some heat on him, and a big factor why we played so well. Everybody's a different team. You got to be able to do it with four, and if you can't do it with four, you got to do it with six or seven. But if you do it with six or seven, you got to be on your toes because, you know, one mistake can lead into a big play.
Thank you.